A Weekend with Jason Dacey replay from Money FM 89.3.
Inspiring interviews, Singapore stories here on Money FM 89.3. This is our career segment part two with Adrian Chu, the founder at Career Agility International. Earlier on, he told us his five pieces of career advice for his younger self. Number one, find mentors. Look who the shakers and movers are and learn. Number two, be more politically savvy. Nice guys and girls sometimes do finish last. Number three, choose a domain expertise early in your career and specialize. Number four, build your networks early and make sure you make the most of them. And number five, dream big and act on it. Pretty good, Adrian.
Thanks a lot. I'm reading for yours.
All right. As I said, mine are a bit more holistic and, you know, less specific to, I guess, kind of corporate speak, but more about, I guess, some life lessons as well, you know, so which is all, it's all involved and integrated, isn't it?
Oh, yes, of course.
All right. Point number one, pace yourself. It's a marathon, not a sprint.
Very good advice.
Because I remember, you know, when I was young, and I think I shared it with you off air, I was a teenager, young teenager, working part-time as a journalist when I was still at school in my native Australia in Sydney. And I was in such a hurry. You know, I wanted to get out there. And I was like, oh, I don't know whether I want to work at university. So I decided to go straight into school, from school into a newspaper. And that was an option that you could do. So I did a training at a newspaper, and which was good because I had already had the experience at school working for newspapers part-time. But by the time I hit my mid to late 20s, I was like, starting to burn out a bit. Mm-hmm. And I'm thinking, why am I in such a hurry? Why have I worked like crazy for the last 8 to 10 years and not enjoyed myself as a young adult? So I think you've got to temper your ambition with the other parts of your life as well.
That's true. And if you think about it, you know, the number of years you actually spend working, it's like you start work at 18 for yourself and you're probably not going to retire anytime until you're what, in your mid-60s, late-60s, right? Mm-hmm. That's a good 40 years, actually.
Yeah, it's more
so
than
that. More than that, right? So you have to pace yourself and make sure that you don't burn out. In fact, I've seen a lot of people, high flyers in their mid-30s, who have totally burnt out.
Is that right?
Yeah, it's sad. And they feel that, you know, okay, I just do not know what I want to do anymore. But I'm sick and tired of working because I've just totally lost it. So,
yeah, I think I was a bit like that. I'm like, you know, I had that drive and ambition. I wanted to get, you know, at the time it was newspapers, so I wanted to get my stories in the newspaper, see my name in print, cover all sorts of things, you know, get front page stories and all that, which was great. But you've got to look at your own personal development outside work.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, it was a lot of fun. But I got to that point where I'm late 20s now and I've been working since I was 17, pretty much since I left school, full time like a dog. And then you start to ask questions about what the choices you've made. So it was something that hit home to me. No regrets looking back because what I did, I took a career break then. I went to France. I learned French. I was living in the UK then. It was kind of my delayed, youth at the age of maybe 29 or something.
So that was like your gap year.
Yeah. I almost had it at 28 or 29. So I had to do it. I was okay. And luckily at that time I was financially able to do that. And so looking, as I'd say to myself who was 17, 18, I'd say, look, it's good to be ambitious, but look at perhaps tempering it, you know, maybe go to university and do that degree and then go to journalism, you know, which was an option back then. So I'd say anyone out there, just take a step back, talk to people who've done the same kind of things and get their advice as well.
Yeah, that's true. But it's worked out perfectly for you over the years, right?
It has. I'm still sane.
And you're still running at 200 kilometres an hour right now.
I wouldn't say 200 kilometres an hour, but it's good to be active and I'm very grateful to having good health and be sane. And this will flow on with my other pieces of career advice for my younger self here with Adrian Chu, the founder at Career Agility International. Grow a thick skin. There will always be detractors.
Interesting.
And especially in media. In media, it's a very competitive industry. Everyone wants to get ahead. And sometimes if someone is successful, that means there's one less opportunity for you, whether it's, you know, writing an article in a newspaper, being on TV, being on radio. So there will always be people that will try and knock you down and try and criticize you and, you know, try and undermine you.
Yeah.
So it can upset you when you're young and you're impressionable. It can be very upsetting because you don't understand why this is happening.
It's true. It's one of my mentors told me very early on in my career, is you can't please everybody all the time.
Mm.
Yeah, just like that song, right?
You can't please everyone, so you've got to please yourself,
right? So.
Yeah, yeah. I think that's Ricky Nelson, is that his name?
I think so, yes, yeah, that's yeah, right. So, yeah. That is true. So sometimes you can't be all things to all men, so you can't please everyone all the time. And no matter what you do, there's always going to be someone who's going to say, nah, that, no. So just be bulletproof.
Yeah, you know, I think, and this goes on to point number three, five pieces of career advice for a younger me with Adrian Chu. Don't trust too easily. People will always try to trip you up. And unfortunately, I've found that this often comes from managers. People who are your bosses will try and undermine you and try and trip you up and don't want you to succeed. And I'll give you an example. You know, when I was starting off in TV, and I, as I mentioned, I started at a newspaper in Sydney, Australia, and I'd worked there for about 4 years. And then I moved across to TV. And my first boss, not the guy that gave me the job, but somebody that managed me on a day-to-day basis, the chief of staff at Channel 7 in Sydney, pretty much didn't like me. And he made my life hell. And I was learning a lot. And I may have shared before that I wasn't that confident going from newspapers to television, which is a very different medium. And he basically brought me aside and said, Jason, look, I think you're not cut out for broadcasting. You know, you shouldn't be in TV and you should go back to print. And I'd only been there a few weeks. And I felt, that doesn't seem like, of course, when you're young, and I think I was 21 at that point, it's not something you want to hear. But I had to listen to what he said, and I went back and thought about it. And I'm thinking, this is, even at my age of 21 or 22, I realized, no, this is just him saying that. I just need to learn more. I need to keep working hard and give myself time because I'm not supposed to know it all after, 2 months.
And that's true, right? So it's a learning curve once again. But you're right, you have to be bulletproof.
You have to be bulletproof. And I think you can take on advice, but you've got to weigh it up and maybe just use someone else as a sounding board, someone that you trust and said, listen, my boss has said this to me. Do you think there's any truth in that? And someone who's wise might say, you're doing okay, you're improving, give yourself time. Give yourself 6 months, 12 months. And if you're not, you haven't got it by then that's maybe something to look at.
Yeah, and I think this also speaks to resilience as well, right? Getting knocked down but getting up again. And like J.K. Rowling, how many times was she rejected for her manuscript,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, yeah, Harry Potter, right?
Yeah, Harry Potter. And then you have, like we were talking about Bohemian Rhapsody just now. How many radio labels rejected them? How many people radio labels rejected the Beatles?
Yeah, that's right. They said guitar bands were on the way out.
Yeah, you see. So it has to be bulletproof, resilient, just keep going on, right?
Yeah, yeah. So and this, as it turned out, I stuck with it. And even though that guy didn't like me, someone else in another department within that TV station saw something in me, gave me a chance on that show, and I did well, and then it led to the next step and the next step. But if I listened to that guy back in 1984, I would never have worked for the BBC, never have worked for CNN, never worked for Money FM. So imagine if I'd said, oh, look, he's my boss, he knows better than me. Your whole career's up in flames.
Yeah, that's true. So believe in yourself.
Believe in yourself. But obviously temper advice and just take it in and see if it rings true or not, because it might be some good advice or it may not be.
Yeah, that's right.
All right, point number four. These are my pieces of career advice for a younger me. Achieve the work-life balance early. And Adrian, you and I remember from being young and just wanting to work around the clock and never taking breaks, drinking water, not having meals, not having enough sleep.
I agree. In fact, I had a health scare in my early 30s.
Wow, that's pretty young.
That's terrible. I was picking up an insurance policy and they put me through a medical checkup and my blood pressure when I was 33 was about 160, 100.
So, yeah. Wow, that's not healthy.
That's not healthy. The doctor was telling me, look, I should be sending you to the hospital right now. But you got to change your lifestyle. You're working way too hard. You're driving yourself to an early grave.
Mm.
So, yeah. So, work-life balance, health and everything, you're right, absolutely right. So right now, today, I'm perfectly okay, off medications for high blood pressure and everything, so on zero. Yeah, just basically pace yourself, work-life balance. Absolutely agree with you.
And, with this, I would also put in an element of, spirituality, whether it's your religion, whether you're a Buddhist or a Muslim or Christian, or you do meditation or you love sports or anything. You've got to get this side of things in as well. If people ask me, how you've been able to manage 40 years in media and stay sane, I'd say it's this kind of stuff that I've discovered that's helped me maintain a balance. I'm not pushing any philosophy, but I'm saying whatever it is that you're into, think about using that to stay balanced and find meaning in life.
Yeah, that's true, right? It's not all about work.
I'm not pushing any doctrine, but you know, if you like, if you love you know, picking up a rock and the animism of the soil, if that's what rocks your boat, do it. If that gives you that sort of peace and serenity.
Yeah, great. Or just listening to Metallica or Aerosmith.
if that works. So that's the thing. I think you've got to get that balance, because if we just think about work all the time, it's going to drive us to an early grave or give you high blood pressure like it did at you at the age of 30, early 30s.
That's correct.
Yeah, so that's something to think about, and also be healthy physically. I think, you know, be someone that's active and able to, you know, make sure that you're physically able to do the job. Okay, and point number five, and this is like your point number five. You said dream big and act on it. Mine is don't put limits on yourself. So it's really the same point. And that means that, you know, write down your goals and write down crazy things. When you write something down, it gives it power.
Yeah, that's right.
It just emboldens it. It makes a mold for it. So if you want to say, you know, Adrian Chu, I want to be a CEO of a multinational company, that can happen if you write it down and believe in it and work towards it.
Yeah, that's right. Otherwise, it's just fluffy idea, right?
Mm.
So you got to like there's this famous guy, I can't remember who it was. He actually wrote a check to himself.
Is that right?
Yeah, this famous actor. I can't remember who it was in Hollywood. So he wrote a check to himself, $1 million check to himself. And he said, and he dated it 5 years into the future. And he said, no, this check, I'm going to pay myself this amount of money in 5 years' time. And I know I'm going to do it. I'm going to drive towards it. It's amazing. Writing stuff down, right?
It is. It's powerful. And you can be very specific as well. Doesn't mean that necessarily you get everything right. But some people have said that. They're very specific about what they want. I've got a friend. This is a good story, actually. He's a friend of mine. He's an Australian. He's a couple of years younger than me. And he had a bit of a rough trot. He was in the media. He's a very talented guy, worked as a producer and been on big shows and all that. But, you know, work dried up. He got laid off from his job. And he wrote down exactly the kind of job that he wanted. He wanted a job of, let's say, you know, $15,000 a month, sing roughly. He wanted a job with lots of freedom. He wanted a job with a good boss who said that, you know, he respected his views and gave him a lot of space. He wanted to be able to work from home. Wrote them all down, or had this very clear template in his mind. Sure enough, it happened exactly like that. He has a job where he doesn't have to go to the office. He's making around $15,000 or more a month, which is a good salary. His boss leaves him alone for many weeks at a time and will just call on him for consultancy and specific trips and things like that. So isn't that fantastic? He was very, very specific about what he wanted, and he got it.
Yeah. And if he had not had the clarity around it, it would not have come. He would not have created the reality, right?
Exactly. Yeah.
So sometimes you do need to write it down. You need to articulate it, your vision, and then you work towards it. Otherwise, it's just a fluffy idea.
And of course, be realistic with your own goals, with your own experience, with what you've done in the past. And you know that you can build on that. I think, you know, we can say we want to be a Hollywood star, but that may not be realistic. And it may not make us happy anyway. But if you say, okay, I know I've done this and this is my goal. So let me recap my five pieces of career advice for a younger me. And many of you would have seen my LinkedIn photo that I posted in my days at the Sydney Morning Herald as an 18-year-old. Number one, pace yourself. It's a marathon, not a sprint. Number two, grow a thick skin. There will always be detractors. Number three, don't trust too easily. People will try to trip you up. Number four, achieve a work-life balance early. That could be through some sort of spirituality or religion or exercise. And number five, don't put limits on yourself. Final word from Adrian Chu, the career strategist.
Well, I think if to wrap it all up, if I were to go back to the past and talk to myself, I would tell myself, no, Adrian, don't worry so much. Everything's going to work out fine.
Yeah, that's very true. Don't take things too seriously, right?
Yeah. Everything's going to be fine. And in the end, you get to live happily ever after. So don't worry about it.
And we can relate again. We can make that comparison to when we were a young kid dating, you know, with teenagers. And we thought that the first relationship broke up and that was the whole end of the world. It's a bit like the first job doesn't work out or the first setback. And we think it's the end of the world. It's not the end of the world.
It's not over till it's over, right?
It's not over until it's over. And get perspective and everything's going to be okay. So if you have any comments about this segment, do post on LinkedIn for Adrian Chu, the career strategist, the founder at Career Agility International, and also myself on LinkedIn. You can also WhatsApp us at 9717-8893. So I'm going to have to get you to post that photo of you as an 18-year-old, Adrian, because you still haven't done it, and you promised that you would.
I'll have to dig it up. It's way in the archives. But Merry Christmas to all our listeners. I mean, wishing them a fantastic career in 2019. That the next year, you're going to find happiness, career happiness in everything that you do. And once you do find that career happiness, trust me, your personal happiness is going to shoot right through the roof, and you're going to have a good time. So 2019, better things ahead.
Yep. Happy holidays and happy new year, everyone. This has been our career segment here on Money FM 89.3.